Now, verse 14, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit, who can bear? Now, you can break your leg and get over that, but if your spirit is broken, friends, you are broken. And only God at a time can encourage you at that. You remember that Nehemiah, when he returned back to the people, even after they had rebuilt the walls, they hadn't heard the word of God. The word of God was read, and I think they saw how far they were from God, and they began to weep. And he says, "Weep not. This is a time of rejoicing, and the joy of the Lord is your strength." Oh, how important that is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I was sitting in the pastor's study up in Oregon, in Salem, the capital, in the study of the First Baptist Church, and I saw this little motto on the wall, and I like it. I pass this on to you. It's a proverb. Joy is the flag that is flown in the heart when the master is in residence. Joy is the flag that is flown in the heart when the master is in residence. When the Lord Jesus Christ becomes first choice for you and he has top priority, then, my friend, you won't have that broken spirit that we hear so much about. And let me give you another proverb. Give God the first choice. Give of your time, your effort, your thoughts, your companionships, and your money, and see what happens. Have you tried it? I dare you to try. And you'll find out what happens. Now, I must move along here. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. I hope you'll nail that one down, because we're going to have one that's in contrast to that. And this is where people find contradictions, you see, in the Bible. They feel like that they have found contradictions in the Bible. Well, we'll see it when we get to it. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And in chapter 25, verse 14, it reads, "Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain." You see that there is quite a contrast here. Now, I want to move on from that, because I'll be coming to that a little later on. And I personally believe that every believer has a gift. We've gone over that before, and we have now this message in print, the gifts of the Spirit. And if you want that, want to make a gift to this radio, we'd certainly like to send it to you. It's not offered, actually, at this time. But the gifts of the Spirit, oh my, how important that is for a child of God. Now I'm going to drop down to verse 21. And here we read, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Think of that. You can say a word to an individual, maybe more than just a word, but you can give the gospel to them and it'll give them life. And you can say something else that would drive them from God. And that means death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The most potent weapon in this world today is that little tongue. There's just nothing quite as potent as that little tongue. And the book of Proverbs has a great deal to say about it.